Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Monday of the fourth week of Easter. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles and the brothers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles too had accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers confronted him, saying, "You entered the house of uncircumcised people and ate with them." Peter began and explained it to them step by step, saying, "I was at prayer in the city of Joppa, when in a trance I had a vision, something resembling a large sheet coming down, lowered from the sky by its four corners, and it came to me. Looking intently into it, I observed and saw the four-legged animals on the earth, the wild beasts, the reptiles, and the birds of the sky. I also heard a voice say to me, 'Get up, Peter, slaughter and eat.' But I said, 'Certainly not, sir, because nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time a voice from heaven answered, 'What God has made clean, you are not called to profane.' This happened three times, and then everything was drawn up into the sky. Just then, three men appeared at the house where we were, who had been sent to me from Caesarea. The Spirit told me to accompany them without discriminating. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He related to us how he had seen the angel standing in his house, saying, 'Send someone to Joppa and summon Simon, who is called Peter, who will speak words to you by which you and all your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same Spirit he gave to us when we came to believe in the Lord Jesus, who was I to be able to hinder God?" When they heard this, they stopped objecting and glorified God, saying, "God has then granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, here in Acts chapter 11, we have just a summary of what happened in the previous chapter, where we have Peter in the city of Joppa, and he went up to the roof to pray and was given this vision. And in this vision, this sheet was lowered, and you had all of these different four-legged animals, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds of the sky. And so there were some of those that were clean to eat, but there were some that were profane, and they could not eat them. They were prohibited in the Old Covenant from eating anything from an animal with a split hoof. So pigs, for example, were not allowed. But here, God three times visited Peter with a vision that nothing is unclean that God has created. And he was telling him this not merely to talk about the kinds of food that are clean and able to be eaten, but the people of the earth, because the Gentiles have been very, very clear that the Samaritans, the other Gentile nations, were unclean because they did not believe in the covenant. But here, Jesus was again clarifying to Peter that nothing is unclean. And then Cornelius sends some servants from Caesarea to Joppa and invites Peter back. And when Peter gets there, what an amazing thing happens. The Spirit falls on them, and in addition, they were baptized. And so here we have Peter opening up the church to the work of the Spirit, and to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, the interesting thing is that even though Paul is primarily the minister that leads the Gentiles to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, Peter here is really opening it up in a powerful way. And this is as the first among equals, as the first pope. He basically is extending the welcome, the invitation of the church to the Gentiles through this encounter with Cornelius and his household. And so it's interesting, too, that the Spirit fell on Cornelius and the household before they were baptized. But again, this isn't basing doctrine of what happens first, but rather the fact that God was giving witness to Peter that if the Spirit is going to fall on them, then they definitely need to be included in the church through baptism. So this is a powerful, powerful scripture where, again, we see Jesus being lifted up to those that are not even of a Jewish heritage, but Gentiles, and they respond accordingly with a yes. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. One of the things that we also see in this passage of Scripture is who was complaining about the ministry of Peter. And it was circumcised believers. And these are what they called the Judaizers. And the Judaizers were those who emphasized that, yes, you can be a follower of Jesus Christ, but you first have to enter into the Old Covenant. You have to be a proselyte to Judaism before you can become Christian. So they are wanting you to not only to go through the covenantal approach of being circumcised, but also to live to the laws of Judaism in addition to those of Christianity. And to this, Paul had a great answer. You know, how can we hinder the work of God when we see him working among them, giving them the same spirit that we had? How can we withhold? How can we make them go through circumcision first? And this is maintained as an issue for the young church through quite a while. Paul has to contend with the same thing. But we see here with Peter and Cornelius that truly God was opening up this new way to Gentiles who didn't need to go through the old covenant, but rather simply become followers of Jesus Christ. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.